The end of last year, we discussed the sugya daf lamed zayin amid beis amid aleph about smicha, and the chalukas we showed him whether the shaila of the gemara there is only about shihir or about achzara as well. It's clear that there is a heter of smicha putting something near the fire for purposes of shihiyah. Question is whether that's true for purposes of achzara as well. If the kira is not garav v'katam, can you put something samuch to the kira? So that was a machlokas we showed him. Is the sugya there b'chalal talking about hafsara also only about shehiyah? And then how do we paskin? So we saw that the Mishnah Berurah references machlokas Daglan Revava and Rabbi Givegar, whether at least according to Chachamim, is this taluy on the machlokas Chachamim and Chananya or not? According to the Daglan Revava, he thinks that Allah and Mechaber would be makel. Mechaber says nothing about hafsara. Daglan Revava thinks the Mechaber would be makel, that hafsara is that. Smicha is relevant. There's heter smicha for achzara as well, and Rabbi Givegar think that's totally on the machlokas tanoim, and the mechaber would be machmir. Mishnah Berurah is docha the rights of the Daglan Revava, but he doesn't have a clear hakra there lahalacha. As I think Stephen pointed out last time, it's of the actual smicha itself achzara is of limited relevance because as long as the kira is guf of tumah. Then it's definitely mutter b'smicha, but we'll see. There may be situations in which the issue of smicha does have more halachic relevance as we go on. Then the Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, actually earlier on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara raises a different question about Toch. The Gemara about 10 lines from the top on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara has Tashmad Amr of Chelba, Amr of Chama Barguri, Amr Rav, Loshanu Ella Al Gaba, Aval Litocha Asur. A member of Reb Chelba B'Shem Reb Chama Bar Guria, that there's a difference between Al Gaba and Tocha. The Tocha is more Chamor than Al Gaba. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings this as a Raya, that Lahafsir Tanan, see if the topic is Hafsara. Then we understand why Toch would be more chamer than Al Gaba, why we would be more machmir to prohibit Hafsara of something into the inside of a tanur, even if it is already garav v'katam. So, what is the reason for that? Why, when it comes to Hafsara, is Toch going to be potentially more chamer? So, that's some machlokas we showed him, it sounds like. The Ramban, here on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, writes as follows. The Gemara assumes that when it comes to Chazara, Tocha is going to be more Chamer than Al Gaba. Mishum de Nafish Habla. Inside Akira, there's a lot of Hevel. V'nira kemevashel b'Shabbos. And if you're going to return something into the inside of the Kira, that's Mexican of Ashel. The Afal P is a Gar V'Katam. Even if it's Gar V'Katam, and Gar V'Katam usually should solve the problem and should be Matur Hafsara, subject at least to the other Tanai Hafsara as relevant. But even though Gar V'Katam should have solved the problem, if it's Tocha, because Nafish Havla, there's still a Nira Kemavashel consideration, and that's not going to be fully solved even when it comes to Gar V'Katam. So to return something into an oven, even if it's garav v'katam, and even if you meet all the Tanai Hafsara, is still going to be aser, because there's still a Mechzik Mevashel concern. So says the Ramban, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Meiri, however, Giver Maskel Kvar Be'arnu. Kvar Be'arnu B'Mishnah Shelo Hitiru Lahachzir Ela Al Gaba. So there's no heter of hafsara litocha, even if it's katum. Mimnei shehu matmin. Your mom is putting it into the remetz. And you're going to end up, or you may end up being mechata. Vafilu begrufa grufa. And even if you're Gorev, well, you can't be Gorev perfectly, like we saw the Lashon HaRambam, that even if you were Gorev, there's going to be something left. He says, "V'kol shekein, if you hold like the Balamor, that gorif only requires moving it to the side, but not removing everything totally, then that's not going to solve the problem." So Meiri says, if you are mafsir litocha, we're still worried about shema yichata. Lahalacha, the Mechaber writes in Seif Beis that Hachzar is only permissible al gaba, aval litocha aser. Says the Mishabura Tukatun and Zion, Dav Gal Gaba, Hainu al Ove Daf Noseha Milmala, that you're supporting the pot on the walls themselves. Oh, Shasam Kisli al Khalala, the Hemidak Deira al Kis. So you put some cover on the top into the cavity and you place the Kadeira on the cover. That's the Magen Avraham here, Sukkot and Kaf Beis, that Tocha means it has to actually be sitting on the ground of the inside of the oven. But if it's suspended, that's not considered to be Al Gaba. That's what the Sharitzion has over here in Sivkatan and Beis. That's the Yerushalmi. And he says that Pella, that the Poskim don't explicitly cite the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, Sha'agim al-Tvachim, Ba'omak Akira, Milmala, Lamata, Nikra al Gaba, Ubi Yoser, Nikra, Tocha. If it's suspended three Tvachim, that's considered Al Gaba. V'yesh Omrim Sham, Adacharit, Shazim Bakira, even if it goes further in, as long as it's not on the ground, that's still considered to be al gaba and not le socha. Why is this a problem? So we saw Machlokas Ramban and Meiri. He says in Mishabura Nun Ches, "Aval le socha aser." The kevan shu mami le socha kederach shemivashlin ba tadir nira kemivashel. So the Mishabura quotes the reason of Mavsikim of Asher, which is what we saw in the Ramban. He goes with the Rashi and the Ran as well. The Osan Akiros she'ain lehen toch v'chalal elahim pshutos. But if you have a kira that's basically flat, v'tochem v'gaban echad, there's no toch per se. Then mutar lehasu lehen de'ain alein shem toch. Fine. Right. This also may point to the argument that we quoted earlier, that according to the Mishabura, the Iker Tan of Hapsara is Mefsik Mevashel opposed to Shama Yichata. Here, arguably, the Mishabura could have quoted either reason, because both reasons appear in Rishonim, and the Mishabura quotes the reason only of Mefsik Mevashel. Okay. And then, this comes up again later in the Siman. The Rama in Seif Hey, Yesh Matirim Litein Lasoch Tanur Shafu Bami Bel Yom, Deme Acher Shelo Vidminu Bo Rak Afu Bami Bel Yom, Lanisha Bo Rak Hevel Maat, Vein Lachosh Levishal. So putting something into a Tanur, so that even if it's, you don't have all the Tanai Yachzara, where the tanur is heated up before Shabbos, but there's no active fire anymore, and there's only residual hevel, that would be mutter. Says the Mishabrus of Katan Sadi, Hainu shenosim b'Shabbos b'Boker b'Soch ha-tanur ha-tapshel shenispashel k'day shiyas kameim. The af shebetocha tanur v'akira kaimelanda fil garva katam aser lahafzir. So why here are you allowed to put the food into the oven? There's no active flame at the fire left in the oven. It was only heated up before Shabbos, and all you have is residual heat. And there's no mafsikim mevashel. Again, we're concerned about mafsikim mevashel. That's why Tolk is also even gar v'katam. But here, there's no mafsikim mevashel. Fine. So how is this relevant, or is this relevant to our ovens? So that's a machlokas among the later poskim. Ramosha, Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Dalet, Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Dalet writes, L'tocha tanur, Pashat Sha'aser. Says Pashat, you're not allowed to return something into an oven. Shashamu Vadai Chom Gadol. The Gama Eish Megula. The Gama Lefamu Samach La Defad Was Vavin Shu Kein Atman, which is not our topic yet. Imu Tanur Gadol, Ve'ein Nirebo Eish Klal, Ve'ein Oderach Bishol Kebachol, Lo Yachal Lovely De Yatzoledes, Yesh Lahatra Gama Tocha Tanur, Aval, excuse me, Kim Dumani, Shalaka Ofen Kazak Klal. Whatever that Metzias is, a big Tanur, you can't see the fire, it's not Derach Bishol, and it's not getting heated up to Yasledis bow. So Moshe says that Metzias doesn't exist. The bottom line of Moshe thinks that our ovens are the same as the ovens that we're talking about here as far as the Isser of Toch. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed, even if it's Gar V'Katam, even if you would have whatever the equivalent is of Gar V'Katam inside an oven, it would be Usser to be Machzir something into the oven on Shabbos, even if all the Tanai Hapsara are in place. Rabbi Eider quotes this on page 354 as a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Kotler. Rav Moshe, we just saw, was Nachmir, and he quotes Rav Aaron Kotler saying that our ovens are different than the ovens of Chazal in terms of the restriction of Toch. Why is that? Because when it came to the ovens of Chazal, the Iker Vishal was exclusively betoch ha-tanur, betoch ha-kira. The way you cook something was you inserted the pot into the belly of the tanur or the kira, and that was the default way of cooking. So in that case, if you're going to place something, a pot, into the toch of an oven, there's more of a mafsikim mevashel consideration, even if it's gar v'katam, arguably. But when it comes to our ovens, where it's as much the derech to be mevashel al gabei tanur as l'tocha tanur, then there's no particular greater mafsikim mevashel on the inside in the toch, and therefore, as long as the tanai hafsara are in place, it would be mutter l'hafsir l'tocha tanur. Yeah.
There are svaros, like when we even metallic between different things, being like no one makes cookies on top of like on stovetop. Cookies, like things that are made off inside of an oven.
Yes, it doesn't sound like in the presentation that he was nachas to that that degree of particulars. The gadol, a tanur is used both betoch and al gabo,
Yeah, I mean,
and
like very often there's like a very clear demarcation of what you would
right.
put inside of what you would.
Yeah, so the way he presents it doesn't seem to be nachas to such a distinction. Ramosha does write in Shuvah Lavi Beis to Rabbi Eider that if you have an insert into an oven, a full insert that covers all the sides of the oven in the inside, then Ramosha thinks that would be Matir Hafsara B'Tanai Hafsara, because that's a kind of super gar f'katam. And there you'll say there's no mafsikim mevashel. If you're putting an insert into the oven, that's not the normal way of cooking. No one has that under normal circumstances, aside from Pesach, and that wouldn't be considered mafsikim mevashel. The position of Rav Aaron Kotler regarding our tanurim is reflected in an Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Zayin. Tanurim shalanu shadina kikira kamoshi spire. We had laka al gaban. The tamid mamidim besochan laka chilik bezeh v'tocha havika al gaba. That our tanurim, where the norm is to cook things on the inside, then there's no distinction between al gaba and tocha, and as long as the tanai achsara are in place, it will be mutter lahafter even le tocha. Rav Schachter, in his notes to the English Rabbi Willig Sefer, cites an article by Rabbi Eli Gersten from the OU, Daf HaKashrus, Volume 19, Issue 10, who writes that this is a machlokas, the machlokas of Aaron Kadler and Rav Moshe, machlokas among the OU poskim between Rabbi Belsky and Rav Schachter, that Rabbi Belsky was matir achsara into an oven as long as it's gar v'kata, meaning there's some kind of a cover on the bottom of the oven above where the heat source is, and Rav Schachter was machmir. I'm sorry?
What type of cover would that be?
What type of cover would that be? I guess you just put an extra layer of whatever material is safe to put in on the bottom of an oven. Some kind of a metal plate or whatever is safe to put there.
Okay.
But the OU Psak is Lechumra, as referenced in that article, not to allow Hapsara into an oven, even if it is the equivalent of Garuf Vakata. Shafir, in principle, thinks that the Iker reason is Shami Yachata, and you have a concern of Shami Yachata even in that kind of an oven. Yeah.
Oh, what was the other? There's nothing on the side, just on the bottom. The cover that.
Yeah, the heat source is on the bottom, so you'd have to just be kotem or cover up something on the bottom. Okay. Among the later svarim, Rav Avner's Meikol Chelak Gimel Siman Memches, at least the see of other factors. Chelak Gimel Siman Memches. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa Asif Yud Zayin is so same Lechumra, as is Orchel Shabbos, as is Rabbi Karp Shem Rochel Yashiv, as is Rabbi Willig, that we treat our ovens as the same as the ovens referenced in the classic sources, and it would be prohibited to do Hafzara even if the Tanai Hafzara are present, even if it is Garav Fakatu. Okay. Yeah.
Do they rationalize similar to Schefter, like Shemi Chatter, or they don't focus into those reasons?
No, even if it's Mexican Mavashel, they're still, I mean, they do go with both reasons in general. So even Mishabura has Mexican Mavashel as his primary reason here. So even the Mexican Mavashel is consideration by a tanur, which is not fish hevle, as the Ramban says, and there's more intense heat. Yeah. Rabbi Eider then has the following, beginning on page 363. Rabbi Eider writes, not all areas of the black are similar in halakha. A pot of food which is on one portion of the blech sometimes may be moved to another portion, sometimes may not. In some instances, one may remove a pot of food from the refrigerator and place it on the blech. Sometimes it's prohibited. The blech may be divided into three areas depending on how it affects the specific pot of food. What are the three areas? So you have area A, area B, and area C. Area A is directly over the fire. Area B, not over the fire, but the food and the pot can get heated to Yatzaledisbo if you place it there. And area C, not over the fire, and cannot be heated to Yatzaledisbo.
These are writers.
These are the Eider's categories.
A, B, and
A,
C.
B, and C. They were adopted the beginning of the Oslo Accords, and they divided Yesha into three areas. This area A, B, and C was based on Eider's calculation. So what's the difference between area A, area B, and area C? So first he says, Nisina Mechadash is mutar in area C. You can lechachila take something cold out of the refrigerator and place it at area C, where even if you leave it there all Shabbos, it's not going to reach Yad Saledespo. It'll take the chill out, maybe, but it won't reach Yad Saledespo. So anytime it's not going to reach Yad Saledespo, we're not worried. You don't need the Tanai Yachzara. That's not a problematic Nisina Mechadash. That's going to be Hatzer Gomor. And that's what Ramosha writes to him in Tshuva Lamed Zayin in the back of the Sefer. So taking something out of the fridge that's totally cold, putting it at an area C where there's no way that it's going to reach Yad Saledespo as much as you try, that would be Hatzer Gomor. Then he says that some would say that that's not true. And maybe you can't put something on area C because you may come to move it to area B. After all, it's hard to know what's area B and what's area C. You have to do a lot of intense experimentation to figure out how far away from that size flame can you be confident that it's not going to reach Yad Saledespo. So to put on area B, if it's cold, it's going to be Yad Saledespo. That's definitely awesome. So put on area C. If you know for sure it's area C, it should be mutter. But maybe you should be worried that you won't distinguish between area C and area B. That's what he calls in the Chazon Ish, Siman Lamed Zayin Os Ches, that there's no mechitza between area B and area C, and you can't be moser l'kol echad toras of the other. You leave it up to everybody to make their judgment. People may judge erroneously, which seems like a very sensible consideration. That how do you really know what's considered area C as opposed to area B? Aruch HaShabbos, Kosher Rav Eliashiv, page Sanitas, that he thinks the entire blech really has a din of al. So even area C would be subject to an Isser Hachzara and an Isser of Nisina Mechadash. So again, to put something on area C, Ramosha thinks Nisina Mechadash on area C is Hatzer Gomor. Chazon Ish, the way Rabbi Eider quotes him, sounds like in principle that would be true, but it's hard to give people that latitude because you'll easily confuse area C and area B. And Aruch HaShabbos thinks that fundamentally, even area C could be also be Nisina Mechadash, because even if it can't reach Yad Saledespo, still Nichlal in the Isser of HaChazara al Gabe HaEsh. Rabbi Eider notes that some blacks are uniformly hot throughout, and there's no distinction between area B and area C, meaning every area on the black may end up being Yad Saledespo, and there won't be any area C at all. What about area A versus area B? He writes, for most halachos, area A and area B are identical. If a raw food can reach Yad Saledespo, whether it's over the fire or not over the fire, cooking there is a malacha d'oraisa. And even if it'll take a long time to reach Yad Saledespo, You're not allowed to put it there even for a moment, as we discussed last time. The only difference is maybe in terms of Hagasa, in terms of putting a pot cover back on, so that's what we discussed earlier. There, that might be mutter in area B, but not in area A. Rabbi Eider initially assumes as well that let's say you have something on area B when Shabbos begins. It's not Al Eish Mamish, but it's in an area that's Yatzla Adesbo. Then you can move it from area B to area A. That's Logara moving from one Kira to another Kira, or that's the equivalent of Mismicha Al Gaba. If you have something that's samach le'esh in a place where it's yasla as well, according to the Chazanish, you can move something from samach le'esh to al gabei esh. And that's the psak of Shmir Shabbos, Ha'ara Ayin Zayin, that you can move something from area B to area A. I mean, if it ended up in area, if it started Shabbos in area B, but had there, you can move it from area B to area A. That would be the equivalent of smicha to Al Gaba. One second, Shmir Shabbos is nekel on that. Rabbi Willig is mafmir. Rabbi Willig thinks the equation is not necessarily the case, that smicha Al Gaba is not necessarily the same as shehiya from area B to area A, and maybe you can't move something that's not Al Gaba H to Al Gaba H mamish. Steven.
Is the fact that it, does area B have not coming out from Zara?
Meaning?
Like, can, is there a heter machzara onto area B? Or is
No, only if you have all the Tanayasara. There's no
it,
heter nesina mechadash, right?
so you can.
If you have all the Tanayasara, you could be mapped onto area A.
Oh.
But we're talking about is there heter nesina mechadash? According to many posts, at least in principle, area C, yes, but area B, definitely not. Unless you assume like the Boston or Kula of the Rough. Okay. We discussed briefly when we were talking about Shehiyah, the Shaila of the Gemara on Lamed Zayin of Beis of Kitma v'Huvra. That if you were kotem the gechalim, and then they ignited again, that's mutter b'shehiyah. Now we noted that the Rambam doesn't quote that din l'alacha, but the Mishnah Berurah based on Magen Avraham explains in Sivkat and Yudalid. That if you did an act of ketima, you had the coals and you cover them, so you're megala das that you have no interest in the gechalim, and therefore even if huvara, even if subsequently it ignites again, the heter of shehiyah stands. And we discussed machlokas rishonim. Does this only apply? If something's in spasha called tzarcha mistabek, the yafalo, does it even apply if it's only partially in spasha? And we quote it for the Prima Gadim, Sveka Durban Lakula. That was all in the context of Shehiyah. What about Hafsara? What's the din of Kitma v'Huvara if you did Ketima and then the coals ignite again? Is that still considered to be Katim to allow for Hafsara if the other Tanai Hafsara are in place? Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah don't discuss Kitma v'Huvara in the context of Hafsara. They only talk about it in the context of Shehiyah. And you might have said, or you might say, that may be because of Mechsa Kimavashal consideration. That makes sense to say that Kimavahuvara is Mutter B'Shehiyah, because once you're Megala Das, that you're not interested in Gechalim, there's no more Shamiyachata, even if it ignites again. But if we're concerned in the context of Hapsara of Nefzik and Mevashel, well, very good that you were coating it, and at one point it was covered. But once it's covered again, maybe we should be concerned about Nefzik and Mevashel. If you're looking at the snapshot picture now, doesn't make a difference that it was Kimma earlier. Right now that it's Huvara, it's still Mefzi Kimavasha. That might be another Nafkamita between Mefzi Kimavasha and Shami Yachata for Hafsara. Shmuel Yitzchak points out, however, in Perek Dalet Os Gimel, that the Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, middle of the long lines, does have Kitma v'Nislabsa in the context of Hafsara. Now he says it's 2 days in Tosas. Kimah nislabsa, is that the same as kimah v'huvara? Kimah v'huvara, the coals entirely ignite again. Nislabsa, 2 days in Tosas, do they totally ignite or only partially? So if they're only igniting partially, so maybe that's the only context in which Ramat Rafsa are, but not if they ignite fully. He does point out that there is a Me'iri that's Mefurash that the din of Kimah v'Huvara applies to Haksar as well. Me'iri Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Mi Shakitem Es Hakira V'Achar Kach Huvara Me'eleha Harei Hi K'Ketuma. If you did Ketima, and then it ignites again, it still has a din of kata. Vafilu hayu gechalim shel rosem shehei misbarim harbei umashin aleha b'chol tzad umachzirin alef sadin shebeyarnu b'ketumah. He says in that case, if it's kitma v'huvara, you're allowed to do shehiyah, or the heter shehiyah is preserved, as is the heter of Hafzara, as long as the other Tanai Hafzara are present. So at least the Me'iri is Mefurash, that bottom line, Kimah v'Huvara is relevant not only for Shia, but Hafzara as well. Says the Shmuel Yitzchak, at the very least, if you're Nefzik and Mevashel, as we discussed previously, is oriented towards the Mevashel himself and not the casual observer, then you could argue that, bottom line, if this person, the Baal HaKira, did the act of Ketima before Shabbos, and that's enough to prevent the concern of Nefzik and Mevashel, he's not going to think that he's doing. He's not going to get confused about the parameters of the Bishul because he did the Ketima before. Then even if it's subsequently Hukara, but he still did the Ketima that he did before Shabbos, and that effect should still remain. So we're not worried that he's going to come to be Mevasha. Rav Moshe in Tshuva Lamed Hei to Rabbi Eider. Rabbi Eider asked him, if the blef falls down off on Shabbos, are you allowed to return the pot onto the flame? Kimav v'nislabsa, machzirin lo. Dezer Moshe mistaber. The Bikidma Afshan is Labsa Ikuksas Heker Eksha Kidma. The after Mithila Losagi below Kisa Kala Gachalim, Kevin Shakitam Kula, Behugura Gachalim and the Kutamim, Lonesar, Kevin Shagila Daita de Labai the Gachal. Aval, Kishahusar Afer Shakatam Behen, Shalanikar Klau, Gili Daita de Mithila, Lo Mistaber Lahatir. He says the din or the heter when it comes to Afsara of Kim of Inuf Slabsa, Kim of Ahuvira, that's if you did a full act of Tima, you covered all the coals, and some of them got uncovered. As long as some of them are still covered, there's enough of a heker left over from your original act of Tima, then that's going to be Matir, Afsara, and Shabbos. But if you covered everything and then everything's uncovered, so there's no Zecher left of the original Tima that you did, then it's going to be Asir B'Afsara. Lachain says Ramosha Benafel of Lech im Kulo and Lahatir, then Mixasa Yesh Lahatir. If the whole Blech falls off, so then there's no Zecher left of the original Ketima, then it's going to be Asir B'Afsara. If some of the Blech remains, then it's going to be Mutter. And the Shvasi Yitzchak writes, B'Shem of Yashiv, that even if it all fell off, the heter was already chal when Shabbos began. You already did something that created the heker, and that remains even if you don't see it any longer, even if the entire thing fell off. Shmir Shabbos as well, Aras Anachdal, B'Shem of Shlomo Zalman, thinks that the Achrav poskim is that Kitma, the Huvira, Kitma, and the Slavs is relevant to Afsara, and he's no Tilahatir. If the blef falls off, even if the blef falls off in its entirety, as long as it was properly secured at the onset of Shabbos. Okay. Now let's move on to the topic of Kedera Reikonis and Kedera Gabi Kedera Sif Gimel and Sif Hei. Yes, Stephen.
Did you say that last point? By that, everybody else should have worked last year, keep it over, even if you like didn't pronounce well for Shabbos?
No.
Never figured it out.
Yeah, it had to be properly cut to before Shabbos. Yes, sorry. Okay. So there are two halachos in Sif Reish and Gimel. Halacha number one, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, based on a ghost Mordechai, Hamashkin Baboker, the Rosh Ekdika Tavshilo. The person gets up Shabbos morning and he sees that the challenge is burning. The array, Penyakdiach Yoser, it already started to burn. And if you don't take drastic action, it's going to burn even more. Yocho Lahasir Ulaniach Kederi Yeshana Reikanis. Al Pi Akira. So what can you do? You can take an empty pot, put it on top of the kira. The oz yasim akedera shatasha basok al gabi akedera konis. So you can lift up the chalon pot, insert an empty pot underneath, and put the chalon pot on top of the empty pot. The yizar shelo yasim kedera swa gabi karka v'shiti erosachas. As long as the tanai apsar met, you don't put the chalon pot on the ground in the interim. Because either you have someone help you or you have three hands, and you have to make sure that it's still Rosachas. Okay, so says the Mechaber Sif Gimel, based on Agos Maimonis. So it sounds like the Kedera Reikonis is essentially functioning as a garifakata. Look at the Mishabura Pei Aleph. Davale Kira Kigrufakuma. If you're putting the Kedere Kanis on top of the Kira, it makes the Kira into garifakata. Sharei Akedera, so Samus is Piakira. The Kira is plugging up the opening of the Kira. Umemela Mutter Acher Kach Lasim Allah Akedera Shetasha Basoka. And therefore, you can then place the Cholam Pan on top. Kedele'el, the Chazar al Gabi Gufa Tuma Mutter. So when the starting point is you have a Kira that's not Garvikat. Not Garvika, you didn't need it to be Garvikatim because you weren't planning on doing any Afsara. It was, let's say, Nispash of Lutzar when Shabbos began. So you didn't need for it to be Garvikatim. And now, come Shabbos morning, it's about to burn. So you can create an ad hoc Garvikatim situation by placing a Kedei Reikonis and putting the Cholam Pan on top of the Kedei Reikonis, which is a permissible form of Hatsara, onto a Kira that is now Rufa Uktum. That's the din here in Sif Gimel. Let's look at Sif Hey. Mutter lases al pi kederas chamin b'shabes. Tafshil shenespashel me'er shabes kol tzarcha. So you have the chalim pot that's not burning. And now you have a piece of kugel that was cooked before Shabbos, kigon pandish v'chayotze behen l'chamemah. Now you want to warm it up. You're allowed to place the kugel on top of the cholin pot. L'fi she'ein derech bishul b'kach. This is based on a Rashba. Mem amadeiz, em zadibor mechlal dvarim, says the Rashba. Even if the kugel, if you put on top of the cholam pot, is going to reach yatzlad espo, still mutter. Even if the pot is al gabe esh. Means that garvikatim. L'fi she'ein derech bishul b'kach. V'eino ela kenosin b'tzad ha'mecham o'kenegad ha'medura. It's like you're putting it on the side. V'ein kam yishem chashash bishul. There's no chashash bishul because it's ready in the Tzvash of Gotzarka. There's no concern about an Isser Hachzara. Because ein derech bishul b'kach. That's the Rashba. Says the Mishnah Berurah Pei Zayin ein derech bishul b'kach. But Salomar da'af the kaim ulan she'asu litin lechachila b'shabbos al kira afin espash kol tzarcha b'davracham v'gam akir gufek tuma. So in general, this would be aser. You can't put something onto Akira and the Sina Mechadash, even if it's Garbakatum. Asmatam, Yishim Nirkam of Ashel, the Shabbos, the Derek Bishop of Kach, that's only where there's Mexican of Ashel. Aval Hacha, ain't Derek Bishop of Kach, they have to Kadeva. This isn't the normal way of cooking something. If you want to cook a piece of coke, you don't put it on the Cholim pot. The Ain Nirkam of Ashel. That's why it's Mutter, even if it's not Garbakatum, even if the Kogel is cold. And you don't have the Tanai Hachzara. So the Mishnah Berurah here only addresses why isn't a Mexican Mavasha? Magen Avraham Sukkot Lama Gimel says there's also no Shema Yechata. There's no Shema Yechata because Vayter is Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach. You wouldn't be Mechata the coals to warm up the piece of kugel, because that's not how you ever cook kugel. Magen Avraham is mitzayin Magen Mishnah Perakav Beis Halacha Dalid to support that. Perakav Beis Halacha Dalid. Rabbi Willi just pointed out that Magen Mishnah quotes the Rashba, but he doesn't address Shema Yichata. So that's not the source of, or it can't be the source of the Magen Avraham in arguing that there's no Shema Yechata in this case of Kedera al Gabe Kedera. Says the Ber Halacha back in Sif Gimel, Dibur Masla Bizar, At first glance, the parameters of Sif Gimel seem to be soser the parameters of Sif Hey. L'chora soser mechabris asma. The lakama and the Sif Hey hetik v'dina sirvei arashba shuvei soser b'shem aran ferakira shekasa b'shmo sham demut yulitein l'chachila b'shabes. That there, nesina mechadosh is mutter. The afsha kedera taftona medesala eish. Kavanshim afsekas umamida kedera leha. A derech vishabakath. The adifa mikir gufakhtuma. Havikamam in negada madura. The mutter afishabasim in gushakosarcho. That there, it doesn't have to be garfakatum. Better than the garfakatum. And it's the equivalent of Mamet Kenegan and Madura. And here, when it comes to Kdei Reikonis, we're saying that Kdei Reikonis functions as Garfakatum, but it's only Matir Hatzara, the Tanai Hatzara. In Sif Gimel, you can't put a Kdei Reikonis onto the flame and then put a piece of kogel on top. So why isn't then Sif Hey, we're Matir Nesina Mechadash, and Sif Gimel are only Matir Hatzara with the Tanai Hatzara? So he quotes the Dagon Rebbe that he doesn't like, and he quotes the Prima Gadim that he does like. Acher kach matzasi Prima Gadim, sheyishev zu akusha betuv tam behu, debesif hey, sha'ari ba medes al gabi kederes chamin, o tafshil, lo nechshav klal ka'omel al gabi kira. When it comes to sif hey, you're putting the kugel on top of a cholin pot. So that's not like you're putting it on top of the kira. Because there's no shaychus between the kugel and the kira. The kira is cooking the cholin pot. You're putting the kugel on top of the cholin pot, but there's no shaychus between the kugel and the kira. Masha'enkim in yanenu. Shakadera reikanis. V'omedes rak listo maschoma kira. Shiloya kokachom. Here, the Kdei Reikonis isn't cooking anything. Its only function is to minimize the heat of the kira. Nazis a kira idezeh, rak kishar kira gufak tuma. So all this does is make the kira into gufak tuma. The aser litem lebeshavas tavshel chachila. If it's only a kira, it's gufak tuma, so then it's going to be aser v'nesina. If there is a tafshil cooking in the cholin pot, so then that's sif hey. So then the sinah mechadash would be mutter. The din and sif gimel of kedei reikonis, that's where you're dafka not cooking anything in the kedei reikonis. It's only meant to the sosem, the chom of the kira, and that is essentially just being gaur v'kote. That's what Rabbi Wilgen Rav Shafter quote from the Rav. The Rav referred to a kedei reikonis as a crooked blech. That all that you're doing, it doesn't look like a blech, but it's the functional equivalent of a blech. And that's all the kedei reikonis does. So it just makes it into gaur v'kotem, which should be matir hachzara with tanai hachzara, but nothing more. Parenthetically, I did notice that in the Sefer Nachal Zered, Rabbi Dov Rafal Zonaben, Tavshin Nun Beis, Rabbi Willigate Shear on Bishul in the summer of 96. He was very into the Sefer. So he quotes, this is volume 2, or volume 3, Beruim bin Yadim Hashkikim b'Shabbos, that Mishabura Shin Yud Ches Sifkat and Sadi Dalid doesn't say it explicitly, but you get the impression from Shin Yud Ches Sadi Dalid that there the Mishnah is matir nesina mechadesh even on a kedera rekanis. He says yesh lahakel. This is lashon. The Nachal Zari suggests that maybe that's dafka where the kedera rekanis is shelo al gabaya esh. So then it's a step removed, and that's where he's matir nesina mechadesh. But not if it's al gabe ha'esh mamish. Okay, the Bila is a May. The Mishabur's presentation of the Prima Gadim seems to be the Mahalach HaMuchover. And then the Psak that emerges from that understanding would be that you could take a cold, fully cooked food item and place it on a kedera on Shabbos, even if it's not gar v'katan. So you can take your kugel, place it on top of the cholin pot, or whatever pot you could put a piece of kugel on top of without it falling down, even if it's not gar v'katan, because of this heter of Sifei, based on the Rashba, of Kedera al Gabe Kedera, as opposed to a Kedera Rekanis, where Kedera Rekanis only creates a heter of Hafzara, where the Tanai Hafzara are present. Baruch HaShabbos, page Kuf, based on Chazon Ish, understands that the Yesod of the heter of Hafzara on a kedera kanis is that the kedera kanis is mishamesh esaki, right? Serving to, as we saw in the Mishabrua, serving to the so same the heat of the kira. But it has no shaychus to the food that you want to put on top of it. It's not like a kedera gabi kedera, where you want to put the kogel on the cholent pot, so the cholent pot is mishami, so to speak, the kogel. It's going to warm up the kogel. And the kedera rekanis is solely focused on is mishamish the kira. And therefore, even if the kira is gar v'katam, it's not going to create any heter of nesina mechadash. Meaning you have, even if you have a blech, and then you put a kedera rekanis on top of it, as Rav Shechter says from the Rav, that just, so you have a double blech. So mali one blech, mali two blechs. So you haven't done anything else to change the dynamics, the facts on the ground. You're just making another blech. So making another blech isn't matir nesina mechadash. So putting a kedera rekanis on top of a blech is no different than putting a kedera rekanis on an open flame. And if not matir anything more than hafzara with the tana'e hafzara. However, Shmir Shabbos disagrees. Shmir Shabbos Ara Kuf Kavav is matir is matir Nesina Mechadash on a Kedera Reikonis. He's even matter, the way the Shmir Shabbos presents it, is if you have a kedera rekanis on top of a blech, then everyone should be matir nesina mechadash. That's not bichlal, the normal way of bishul. And Shmir Shabbos entertains in his matir in the Sinai Mechadish and Akdei Reikanes even without a blech, which is against the analysis of the Be'er Halacha. Shmir Shabbos is mitzayin a Mishnah Brura, the end of Sivkatan Pei Aleph. And the Mishnah Brura there quotes the Magen Avraham in the end of Siman Reish Nun Tes. Magen Avraham, Reish Nun Tes, at the end, has Kitzer Dine Shehiya V'Achzara. And there the Magen Avraham writes that if you place a brick on top of a tanur, you're allowed to put a kadera on top of the brick. So there, the Magen Avraham seems to be matir nisina mechadish in that situation. You have a tanur that otherwise wasn't garfa katum. You're placing a brick on top of it, and you can put a pot on top of the brick without tanai achzarim. You make your ass on that. How could that be? How is the Magen Avraham matir nisina mechadish? The Rabbi Willi points out that there, the Magen Avraham seems to be going based on the minhag of the Ramah from the Ran, that if we're talking about a tafsha that was Allah Eish when Shabbos began, so then you don't need Tanai Yachzara. And that's the only case of the Magen Avraham is matir with this brick, but not in the Sinai Mechadash cold. So that's to figure out where Shmir Shabbos' analysis comes from, but it seems like Shmir Shabbos' analysis and the suggestion of Imat and Nesina Mechadash Anakadei Reikonis seems to be against the analysis of the Mishnah Brura from the Prima Gadim. Shmuel Yisrael does have a different suggestion of how to understand the Magen Avrams. He thinks in the Magen Avraham, maybe a Kedei Reikonis is better than regular Garfa Katam. And based on Yad Ephraim and Dagob Revav's read of Magen Avraham, Shin Yuchas of Katan Kavav, Shin Yuchas Kavav, he says, Magen Avraham there, sounds like he's distinguishing between a Kedera with the Dabar Lach and a Kedera with the Dabar Yavish. That maybe the Magen Avraham only says that a Kedera Reikonis doesn't help to be Matir in a Sinai Mechadash for Dabar Lach, where there's concern about a Bishal Chabishal. But maybe Dabar Yavish, it would be. But again, that's not the analysis of the Mishnah Brura. So again, Shmir Shabbos ends up being makel that you could do Nesina Mechadash on a Kedei Reikonis, especially if it's on top of a blech, especially if it's already garfa katan before the Kedei Reikonis. Orach HaShabbos goes to Rabbi Yashiv, who is Machmir. And we said both Rabbi Willig and Rav Shechter are Machmir based on how the Rav presented things. And that seems to be the bottom line of the Chazon Ish as well. Even if it's not Derech Bishul, still, that's not going to be Machmir Nisina Mechadash. And that is OU policy as well. Rabbi Karp thinks that you could be Makel or entertain be Makel B'davar Yavesh, as we said, based on that suggestion of the Magen Avraham, the distinction between Davar Yavesh and Davar Lach. Okay. But when it comes to a Kedera Malaya, Kedera Gabe Kedera, for that, that's if A, that Nesina Mechadish is Mutter on top of a Nesina Mechadish is Mutter on top of a Kedera Malaya. Rabbi Willie points out, the Svara there sounds like it's not near Kimavasha at all. The Iker Bishul going on is the Bishul of the Kedera, not any Bishul of the piece of Kugel on top of the Kedera. The fact that the Kugel gets heated up, that's Agav, that's secondary. That's not the focus of what's going on with this Chalin pot on top of the heat source that is or is not Gar Vagata. In Tshuva Lamed Tes to Rabbi Eider, Rabbi Eider asked Moshe, Yesh Kelim Asuyim Rak L'chimim Ochlim HaMevushalim V'lo L'bishul. There are certain things that are only made to heat up, not to cook, like a hot plate, which we'll get to, and a steam table. So are you allowed to heat up a Davar Yavesh HaMevushal Kol Tzarcho on a steam table on Shabbos? Kevin De'ein Derech Bishul B'kach. So hot plate we'll get to, skipping that for now. Al steam table v'chadome she'efshar l'spashel sham v'mkein hu memeila derech bishol ach af im i'efshar l'spashel sham k'meduma shu b'derech hatbana v'az aser im eino derech hatbana k'gon she'eina m'chusa kulo mutter. Okay, let's come back to that a little bit later. Hold on, hold off on that for a second. Okay, a couple decades ago, they started marketing something as a Kedera Blech or an Ud Blech. Is that still on the market?
What's that?
A Kedera Blech. So the patent of the Kedera Blech was to create a ready Kedera Gabe Kedera reality. So it was a two-piece system where there's like a, call it a warming or steam tray on the bottom that had water in it. And that would be the lower Kedera. And then you could place whatever you want to heat up on the top of it over that water that's being nisbashel, or the water that's heating up. So assuming the water was placed in a way that doesn't run into any visual problems, the water that was already heated up that remained hot. So the thinking was that should affect a kederal gabik kederi reality that would allow nesina mechadash on the top. Meaning just like if you have a chalon pot, you can put the kol on top of the chalon pot, even without tanai asara. So the bottom level of this kederablech with the water would be the functional equivalent of the kedera maleya, and then there's a blech on top of that. You could put your cold kogel on top of that blech on Shabbos morning. So Rabbi Willie didn't think that worked, because in order for a kedera maleya, kedera gabek to work, it has to be that you're using the food in the chalon pot, using the food in the kedera that is the subject of the actual bishul. If you're not using the water on that bottom level, it's just there for show to create this halachic chop, then that doesn't serve the purpose, and that wouldn't be considered a bona fide use of kedera al gabe kedera. Rabbi Heineman is quoted in the Rabbi Heineman Sefer as saying the same thing. According to the Chazon Ish, if the thrust of the heter of kedera gabe kedera is that the lower kedera is mima'et the choma esh, and that's not actually a function of whether you're using the contents of the lower kedera, then there may be what to be makel of that. Okay. What about Nesina Mechadash on a hot plate? If the value is Mechel, then Nesina Mechadash is mutter even on a blech. That putting something on top of a blech is the equivalent of Samoch. And then these matter in Sinai Mechadash even on a blech. So we Ashkenazim don't accept that. But in terms of a hot plate, he writes, "Yichavadas Chelik Beis Simen Mem Hei, Chelik Beis Simen Mem Hei." Should you say that putting something on a hot plate is equivalent of a kederi reikonis? No. First of all, he thinks that the fact that the heating elements are all covered up makes the garfikatum already. He says, "Lefizeh gam yesh lahatir nesinas tafshil yavish tzonein al plata chashmalit." But here, it remains at the same setting. We're not worried about Shema Yechata. Ramosha writes, and the true Rabbi Eider, Al plata chashmalis, im e efshar lisbashel sham, if it can't cook there, as mutter lahamir kedera cham, im ein sham elamida achas lachom, im yesham shte midas asik. If efshel is vashel sham and it's not adjustable, then you can do nesina mechadash. What does that mean? Im efshel is vashel sham. So if you read it literally, it sounds like it can't reach yas leather smell. It can't cook. But Rabbi Eider, page 313, says no. The Abshana Ramosha was, it's not Mexican of Ashel. It's not that you're going to, there's no possibility of Chitoy. So if it's in a place where no one would, not that B'mitzias is not hot enough to cook, but no one will cook there, but then there's no Mexican of Ashel, and there's not adjustable, there's no possibility of Chitoy, and therefore Nesina Mechadash is going to be Mutter. Rabbi Willig says that's what Rabbi Eider told him, that that's what Rabbi Moshe meant. Not that it can't cook, but if it's not the norm to cook, you wouldn't cook on that kind of a hot plate. Then we're not worried about Mafsik Vasha, we're not worried about Shem Echata, it'll be Mutter Nisina Mechadash. So that's how Rabbi Eider understood Rav Moshe, and that's the psak of Rabbi Willig and Rav Schefter as well. That Nisina Mechadash be Mutter, where there's no Bishul consideration, on a non-adjustable hot plate. Shmir Shabbos is Machmir. Ha'ara Pei Gimel. Even though he quotes it, Rishon Mazam, the Tzad, Lukula. Rav Neuvert, in his Haskama to Rabbi Willig Zal Mordechai, points out that Eretz Yisrael, Sfardim, do cook on hot plates. Rabbi Willig responds to that in the text of the Zal Mordechai, that in America, that's not really the case. In Eretz Yisrael, it could be the hot plates. Some of them are hotter. Maybe some people do cook on them. But at least in America, that's not the case. And therefore, the argument that there's no Mexican of Ashel should still stand. Although Rabbi Willig does say that he heard from Reuven that in practice Rav Moshe was machmir not to allow nesina mechadash on a hot plate unless you have tanai hafzara, and that's what Rabbi Karp quotes. And the Shvasivsky from Rav Yashu, we referenced this earlier. We spoke about Shehiya. Rav Yashu was concerned about a low plug when it comes to gar fakatam, that even if no one would cook, and fundamentally there's no Mexican vashel, still low plug would require Gara Fakatim. In the Daf HaKashrus we mentioned before, Rabbi Belsky's quote is saying he understood from Rav Moshe that the heter is only, to use a hot plate, is only if it's not going to get to 180 degrees, which is the temperature that most people would cook at. That's what he thinks Rav Moshe meant, that if it can't cook. I don't know what normal hot plate temperature is. You could add that to your list of experiments. But the bottom line, many are makel to allow nesina mechadash on a non-adjustable hot plate that doesn't have to be gar v'katum, because bottom line, there's no mefsik mevashel and there's no concern of shema yechata. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Next time, Rosh Hashanah, we'll just finish up a couple outstanding details related to Elsara, warming drawers, timers. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about what happens if the challah boils out. And then we will start Hatmana, which you should have the Marmar Komasa. Okay? So optimistically, I hope that we will finish Hatmana by the end.